Now notice how our Lord continues to speak to her. Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a spring of water, or a fountain of water, springing up into everlasting life. And Jesus made it clear that he's not talking about water in Jacob's well. He's contrasting it, you see. Two-thirds of the earth's surface today is water, H2O, and the crowds today all are going to the water holes, the water places today, and they are constantly looking at the physical water, and they're not looking for the spiritual. But now he has created a desire in the woman's heart for the spiritual water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not. And then her thinking goes right back down in that well. Neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither. And this is a master stroke. The water was available for all, but there has to be a condition, and that is there must be a thirst, a need, and she must therefore recognize that she is a sinner. And when our Lord says, Go call your husband, she becomes flippant again. Listen to her. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. She sure was accurate about that. Why? Well, the woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Why? Well, because thou hast had five husbands. He whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that sayest thou truly. She was living in adultery. She is a sinner. And one of the reasons she was not so popular with the women of the town was because she was too popular with the men of the town. And the woman is actually shocked into reverence. And so she wants now to open up a religious argument. And I find we've got a great many people today in our churches and out of our churches, they don't want to talk about sin, but they sure do like to argue religion. Now, there are many people today want to argue religion, but they don't want to live it. I'm convinced that most of the superficiality that's in our churches today is there because there's a cover-up of sin. I think that our churches are honeycombed with hypocrisy. There's a compromise with evil. Not face up to sin. You know, it's easy to preach about the sin of the Moabites, which they committed about 4,000 years ago. But what about our sins today? It was the brother of Henry Ward Beecher who said, I like a sermon where one man is the preacher and one man is the congregation. And when the preacher says, Thou art the man, there's no mistaking who you're talking about. You see, today there are many ministers that are afraid to preach on the sins of Christians. I had this confirmed to me several years ago. I was speaking in a summer conference, and I took as a series the first 8 chapters of Romans, which is not taken very often. And I felt a resentment at first because Paul deals with sin. I could feel it. By the middle of the week, the Holy Spirit began to break up hard hearts. And I think probably the most pompous and pious saint that was there, he came to me to want to confess his sins. I told him not to confess them to me, but to go to the great high priest, the Lord Jesus, and he'd hear them and confess them there, and he'd be forgiven. And what a change took place in this man. And at that same conference, 2 preachers came to me personally and privately, and they said, Do you preach like this in your church? Well, I did preach like that, but I found out there was a little cell of super-duper saints. They like to criticize the preacher to take attention off of themselves. They would never attend the midweek service, but they really wanted to be active. In fact, they wanted to run the church, but did not want to deal with sin in their lives. Now, our Lord did not avoid or sidestep the issue. And I believe that if you really have got a religious argument, that is, you have some doubts, you'll beat your music out if you're honest, always.